When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, you get someone who understands there's an art to listening and can provide small business solutions that make you feel truly heard. For solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, you're listening to Talk CXO Live, and I'm your host, Sunayana. Vivek Bhargava, CEO, DAN Performance Group, heads the digital performance agencies of the reputed Dentsu Aegis Network. From a time when digital meant at the most having an add-on CD to a corporate brochure to now when it is omnipresent, the journey has been a promising one for Vivek, who's regarded as among the top digital minds in India today. And if anything makes for as enthralling a story is Vivek's passion for table tennis, a sport he picked up as a seven-year-old. He has won a bronze in the 30-plus age category and a silver in the doubles at national level. Vivek also owns a table tennis team, Challengers, in the Ultimate Table Tennis League. Vivek is also an avid chess player and an amateur paragliding pilot. How can we have with us a digital icon and not quiz him in depth for some insights into understanding this animal? In this segment, Vivek shares some details of his entrepreneurial journey, how it is no longer just about building digital fitness within the team, but about creating an integrated strategy-led mindset to thrive and prosper in this digital age. He firmly believes that in the coming years, every CEO will have to think digital or else perish. So don't miss this one, guys. So are you up for this entertaining and inspiring chat? Here we go. So in terms of, also in terms of when you joined, you know, when you got into the digital space, was it a gut feeling? On what did you base that decision? Did you really like, computers, or what was it?
Okay, so basically what happened was, we have this carrot rule in our family. All the kids who are 14, 15 years of age, if they come and attend office, attend a retail outlet, do bank reconciliation, come and help us stuff the container, they're supposedly taken abroad every 3 months.
Okay.
And it's only when we grew up, we realized that we were the cheapest labor our family could find. Because this kid for an air ticket, he would work 12 hours a day. At 1 o'clock, he'll make you coffee. 6 o'clock, he'll go to the stand and clean up the place. But anyway, you're 15 years old. You have these prospective girlfriends. So you come back and say, you know, I was in Paris yesterday. Right? It just seemed to impress them, right? Then we say, last month I was in Paris. But I was actually doing jhadu out there in Paris, right? To clean up the stall.
I got social media was not there.
Exactly, right? And the best part was, I would never tell them about the jhadu thing because then they would remain prospective. But I think those trips, especially to US, I was fascinated the way digital was being used for marketing and communication. I felt that Indian brands and Indian companies are weak in marketing and sales. Right? They'll have a small stream and they'll make memorabilia and they'll sell it to you. And here you could have a Taj Mahal and you would not be able to actually make money on it.
Right? Right.
So I felt that technology was the bigger lacuna area. Companies in India did not know how to use technology to make their marketing and communications better. So I thought at that point of time, I was 23 years old, that I will help companies in India become better in marketing using technology. So that was the premise. I was 10 years too early. I started this in 1997. And the thing is that after 14 years is when they acquired us. Right? So it's like it's almost like that one mass of 14 years got over. Last 5-6 years, Diwali has come, finally.
Yeah, finally, about time.
About time.
So how do you see this whole digital space having transformed around?
See, I think the transformation is still ongoing.
Right.
What happened was, early days, it was just that, you know, there was technology that people were thinking of. So a lot of physical things happened through technology, right? Then what happened was that digital became a tick mark in the strategy of people.
Yeah.
I think we have quickly entered a phase of two things. One is, it's no longer about digital marketing. Digital is the age we're living in.
Right.
And second thing that is happening is that when machines replaced physical behavior, where a robot could make a car, so a certain jobs were created, certain jobs were lost. But now the cognitive part of it, when machines can do cognitive stuff. I was just reading a thing today. They put a robot in a 400-year-old Buddhist monastery who gives advice on Buddha's teachings. right? Very ironical. But now what's happening is that if you take the role of AI, I think human beings who per se can more effectively use machines are the ones who will have better career prospects and bigger opportunities in entrepreneurship than people who consider them competition. Because I think the future is going to be is a lot of cognitive tasks that when we thought only humans could do, in a way, AI is going to be able to do it. And the challenge with that is that one AI doesn't have to beat one human. The average of one integrated transport system needs to beat 10 million human drivers. So that is what, so even if 500,000 drivers are better than the machine, the 500,000 drivers will also get fired from their jobs. So we're living in a very interesting, disruptive world, which is an opportunity or a threat. And I think the way people have to look at digital now is that digital is the age we're living in. It can impact every single facet of any organization. You have to not only build digital fitness in your team members, you start thinking of how you think in a digital age, whether it's data-led driven decisions or firing bullets and then, you know, throwing the cannonball. Creating a mindset that is sort of structured to prosper in the digital age. So it's not about digital marketing, advertising anymore. It's how do you prosper in the digital age, the age of AI. That is what the biggest challenge is going to be. So I think now it's an integrated strategy that you require where you retrain your people, you retrain your management, you retrain how your industry is going to get impacted. And I think it's a very, very challenging times. And the challenge is that when I look at the companies of Indian boards today, if you take an average board is 55 plus, right? The youngest member in the board is 55 plus, right? And the thing is, personally, how many of them have booked an Uber or talked to an Alexa or ordered something through e-commerce or made a payment through Paytm? You'll see 10% of the hands going up. So the future of the automobile industry is being decided by people who have not yet taken an Uber. Right? And it's sad. In fact, I started a company, I funded a company called EmpowerG. It's headed by this girl called Aparna Thakkar, where we train seniors on technology. How do you prevent cyber crime against themselves? How do you learn basic things about, you know, whether it's subscribing to Netflix, watching Netflix, or, you know, learning how to play music on Alexa or ordering an Uber and doing the basic things. Because I saw that my father learned computers and technology, and he had the last 10 years of his life significantly better than my mom's in hindsight. Because he could entertain himself, right? He could do courses online. He could talk to me on the phone. He could give me a call using a video call. My mom would wait for me to go and meet her. I did my best. But the thing is, it was significantly closer with my father, right? So now we are doing this company called EmpowerG, where our aim is to, there are 200 million people above the age of 55 in India. Nobody talks about them. And kids, you have a choice how many kids you want to have. But your parents are going to get older. Right. So the fact of the matter is, what are we doing to make them remain relevant?
And there's such a bridge of, you know, with the younger generation, with the older generation, you're just going to keep on increasing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even in terms of communicating, I mean, most of us have the digital avatars.
Absolutely.
That's how, I mean, that's what we are right now.
Absolutely. So that's what we want to do, that how do we sort of even create employment opportunities for them, right? Today, in the private sector, you have to retire at the age of 58. When we gain independence, the average lifespan of people was 32. Now it's 65. In the next 10, 20 years, it could be 100. You retire people at 58. What do you think they'll do for 40 years? Right? And earlier, you had to retire people because all the tasks were physical in nature. Now all the tasks are cognitive in nature. So why do you need a person to be retired at 58 when he can be cognitive till age of 80, 90, 100? Right? But these are changes we'll have to sort of learn as a society. And in fact, by reimagining society talks about how do we need to reimagine all aspects of society, including employment and democracy and, you know, education and everything.
When it comes to brand, you know, when you consult a lot of brands, do you see the change in terms of the digital campaigns that are there more than, is it very different from a print campaign? Is it integrated within it now, or is it very different? Because it's so pervasive, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of brands who have started doing digital recently, they try to adapt their conventional mediums into digital.
Mm.
But actually, I think it's a different element. And I think a lot of brands need to understand it.
Mm.
It's not about the format of the video. Or it's not about whether it's vertical or horizontal.
Mm.
It's not about all those things, right?
Mm.
It's this that let's say, take first thing, right? The only way to learn digital is to make mistakes.
Mm.
When you make a mistake on a TV campaign, you can get fired as a CMO or your career can get derailed. The only way you're going to learn digital is target 100 audiences, see which 5 audiences give you the best ROI, and then put all your monies on those 5 audiences,
mm.
right? Now, that scares a lot of people who are afraid of failure,
mm.
right? They have been trained from childhood to cross every single T, dot every single I, for them to make a mistake is
mm.
considered negative. But you're not going to learn digital if you don't have that mistake mindset.
Mm.
Second thing is, they have been taught to depend on their gut, but without any data. So, like, data-driven decisions are going to be very critical
mm.
when you take decisions. Companies like Google and Facebook are successful because they have made that as a part of the culture
mm.
of taking data-driven decisions. A lot of traditional organizations out here are facing challenges
mm.
because it's made up of green. But they're not tested it, right? It's very easy to test it on digital and you know.
Mm.
Third thing is, a lot of times, the advertising unit is the most important thing in conventional media, right? So that's the reason you have a clutter-breaking, humorous ad that wins a Cannes. The fact of the matter is, digital, many a times the person is searching for what he wants.
Mm.
So what happens is, somebody is searching for Ferrari safety, right? It could be the spouse of the person who's trying to buy the car. 0 to 200 in
mm.
1 second is not going to cut the ice for them, right?
Mm.
So you need to tell them that, listen, in spite of being a fast car, it's
mm.
one of the safest. These are the 3 videos
right.
to see the safety mm. features, right?
Mm.
That's what you need to do. So getting the intent. The ability
right.
to deliver the content based on that mm. intent is what digital can do.
Mm.
Customized creative, then content reduces the cost of advertising. So what happens is, if I have good engagement and good content, my same cost can be half. So
mm.
you can spend 25% of your cost on content creation in digital medium, while 90%, 97% of all your money goes to the publisher in conventional mediums. So if you take all these things together, right, you need to approach this differently. A lot of times people don't get adequate ROI from digital because they try to replicate what they have done on print and television, right? And in fact, I was with somebody yesterday and he was going to have a large budget on TV. And he said, no, I don't get ROI on the upper funnel from digital. I said that the thing is, you tell me one upper funnel activity you've done on digital. And basically it came down to, I was doing search. I said, search is the lowest funnel activity of digital, right? So you've never done any upper funnel activity.
Mm.
Why are you comparing apple to apple? And then what happened was that he wanted to compare TV with brand awareness and digital with the leads he received. I said, you know what? Let's do a brand awareness study. You decide the metric and we will decide what we need to do, right? But don't decide a different metric. If you say brand awareness is your metric, then let's put digital on brand awareness and I'll promise you, I'll give you superior ROI. The end of the conversation, you was convinced because, and you know, the problem is that guys like me, right, would never get a seat on the board to say these things.
Mm.
So you gave an example of the elephant.
Mm.
I feel like, you know, there's an elephant in the room. But all this while, we were outside the board. So you could never say it. Now we come
now
in.
You come in.
Right? And now we're saying, oh, yeah, there is an elephant. Everybody sees it. And now somebody's pointing it out, right?
Mm.
So the same emperor has no clothes thing, right? Now we're sitting in front of the board and saying, like, ye nanga khada hai. Right? And then what happens is, there is at least somebody like us who have reached a stage in our life where we can say that without having to worry where my next meal is coming from. For 15 years, we've always had this worry, yaar. Shyam ka khana nahi milega, CMO ko upset kar diya. So now we can go ahead and say what is in our mind.
Right.
So I think we're going to see a lot of radical change in the next 5 years. One is that people like us are getting into the boardroom.
Mm.
Secondly, I think they've also realized that if they don't make this change and adaptation. You know, Peter Drucker once said that there are 2 kinds of CEOs. Ones who will think globally, and second, who will be unemployed.
Mm.
And I think you replace the word globally with digital, right?
Right.
And I tell you, it's going to be impossible, right? There can be CEOs who can prosper in a digital age, and CEOs will be unemployed. I don't think there is 2 ways about it.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.